Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm Tom Byrne. Philip C. Shaw Elementary School in Shelbyville is teaming up with local artist John Donato to create a special History of Shelbyville mural in one of the school's hallways. Students began painting the mural in January and will continue working on it until it's unveiled March 7th. And the school is also hosting a series of related special events leading up to that unveiling. For this week's Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele spoke with Laurie Hill, PCS's art teacher, and the mural's creator and artist, John Donato.
Laurie, tell me about the creation of the art mural.
Well, we've been working on this project in its planning stages for about a year, and it's grown drastically. The original goal was to kind of just do part of the hallway with the scene from the main street of Shelbyville, and now it has grown to encompass about 300 feet of the hallway, both sides. And the main goal was to instill a sense of pride in our community, in the students. It's been here, the town of Shelbyville, and before they were here, and it will continue to grow with their help and change. So I wanted them to be able to be excited about that.
Talk to me about Philip C. Shaw, how the school and the students got involved in this project to begin with.
Well, we had worked with John Donato last year, actually, on a mural in our front hallway, and it basically just focused on something the school was working with the growth mindset attitude, and so we had a lot of words of wisdom and educational pieces to kind of teach that there, and then when I started to get the idea for this hallway, I knew that I would like to work with him as well, and then it was a totally different mural than the others that I had seen that he had done. So we kind of talked and made sure that that was something he was interested in, and he jumped on board, and we've been planning ever since.
All right, let's talk about a series of special events in the coming weeks leading up to the mural's unveiling.
Yeah, we began back in January. We had some local residents, Mr. Steve Carey and Mr. Jeff Mumford. They came and talked to our second graders, really about innovation and the resourcefulness that the area has seen. And then that same day, we had Kelly Klein, who is the librarian from Shelbyville Public Library. She talked to our third through fifth grade ambassadors, who are going to kind of be the leaders and the tour guides for our museum. She talked about the history of the library, the history of Governor Townsend, and some of the historical events that were associated with that. And then we left out kindergarten. So we kindergarten studies in their social studies curriculum, community helpers. So the police chief of Shelbyville, Scott Collins, came in and talked to them about what it's like being a community helper in the town. And then his family is very deep-rooted in the community. So he talked about some of the history with that and kind of the different things that kindergartners might think were interesting about the area. And we actually had, on February 8th, the family of our school's namesake, Philip C. Shaw. There are about seven of them that are still living, and they came in and talked to our first through fifth graders about the history of the school, about Philip Shaw himself, and they actually came and painted with us, which was really cool. And the last event leading up to our unveiling was this week, which we had a donor day, and a thank you to kind of all the people that helped contribute monetarily to making this mural possible.
Laurie, how are the students reacting to all of this? I mean, it must be just eye-opening for many of them.
It is. It's fun to see them walk through the hallway. They pause. They talk about the things that they've learned. They've really been coming in with lots of questions and lots of statements that, you know, oh, my grandmother told me this, or, you know, my great-grandfather knew this person or knew about, you know, the fire of 1916 and just different things. It's so cool. Even down to the kindergartners, their interest level.
All right, so you're going to have, we're going to talk to the artist in a minute, John Donato. But before we get to John, the big unveiling is happening on March the 7th. Talk about that day. What's going to happen?
Okay, so at 1:30, we have our school-wide assembly. We're going to have Secretary of Education, Dr. Susan Bunting. She's going to come in and talk to the students a little bit about the mural. This is her hometown, so she has lots of good information to give them. We also have a mini documentary that they're going to view, taken of the process of the mural, so they're going to see themselves in it and kind of the history of everything. And then Dr. Bunting is going to come along with us for a ribbon cutting of the hallway, and Mr. Donato will probably speak a little bit to them. And then our third through fifth grade ambassadors, they're going to be giving tours to their classrooms, so all of the students in the school, K through fifth grade. And then that night, they're going to be in charge of hosting like a museum setup. They're going to be taking tours of family and community members throughout the hallway. We have lots of artifacts from around town that are on loan from businesses, community members, all sorts of places, that will be placed throughout the hallway and that will be guarded by our student group, the Boys with Purpose. And I think it'll be a fun night.
Well, this is also exciting. We're talking with Laurie Hall. She's the art teacher at Philip C. Schall Elementary. Laurie, I want to bring in John Donato. He's the local artist involved with this project. And, of course, it's a project that couldn't go on without John. John, how are you?
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are
you?
Hey,
give me some background, your background, and then tell me how you got involved with this project.
My background was in business, so I worked in the corporate world for quite a while and became an artist, a full-time painter, about 10 years ago. And when I did, I was pretty much self-taught in the world of painting and quickly stumbled into murals, large-scale projects. And that's how I got my start.
And talk to me a little bit about the mural. I know PCS is creating the history of Selbyville. What's in the mural? What can we expect?
What you would see in the mural, there's a lot of history, and it's put in there in a very whimsical visual manner, a lot of it was based on what the children were beginning to understand and learn through the classroom, on tours around town, on research that we could do together. Even a lot of the visuals, which are all painted by the students, are in the mural, so it's like a walking museum that teaches growth mindset concepts, creative process concepts, artistic skills, and history at the same time. So it's a very living mural that is accomplishing a lot while it's on the wall.
I was going to say it's really meant to make the children learn, right?
Absolutely. It really, first and foremost, it's a teaching mural. And it puts things on the wall in a way that it will never become invisible because there is so much to see. Each day you may walk down a different part of the hallway, find a little statement, find a little character, find a little situation that would leave you thinking about that till the next day. One of the most interesting things about that is it's designed so that the teachers, after the mural's finished, could use this in their lessons. So they could actually reference pieces of the wall to teach different things. And so the mural actually is set up so with reference points and mile markers that the teachers can actually present a question to students. They could go down the hall, and then the students can reflect and report back, what does that mean to them? How did it impact the area? How does it impact their life? And most importantly, how does it help them become more creative and more hardworking? How do they practice? How do they deal with failure? How do they manage fear? Things like that through how folks in history that lived in Selbyville have done that. So I think everybody's discovered that it's a very entrepreneurial, very resourceful history here, and it's something that the children can now understand through history and through their own creative process in creating a 300-foot mural.
John, how has it been working with the students, with the children?
It's been fantastic. You know, they're so energized when they get there, and they're constantly feeding me ideas. That one of the things that we saw since this mural, you know, it's been about a month now we've been working on it. They're really learning a lot of artistic skills. When they showed up Lori and I spent a lot of time understanding which grades are learning what artistic processes and skills and things like that. So we dealt with what they already knew, but then we made them stretch a little bit. So they've really become pretty good painters.
Thanks to Philip C. Shaw Elementary School art teacher Lori Hall and artist John Donato, as well as our Kelly Steele, for their time on this week's Arts Playlist. The Green wraps up next with Enlighten Me. You're listening to Delaware Public Media.